Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Sheridan Voicy wrote today's reading, and he called it Welcoming the Foreigner. As thousands of Ukrainian women and children arrived at Berlin's railway station fleeing war, they were met with a surprise. German families holding handmade signs offering refuge in their homes. Can host two people, one sign read. Big room available, read another. Asked why she offered such hospitality to strangers, one woman said her mother had needed refuge while fleeing the Nazis, and she wanted to help others in such need. In Deuteronomy, God calls the Israelites to care for those far from their homelands. Why? Because He's the defender of the fatherless, the widow, and the foreigner, and because the Israelites knew what such vulnerability felt like. For you yourselves were foreigners in Egypt, chapter 10, verse 19 says. Empathy was to motivate their care. But there's a flip side to this, too. When the widow at Zarephath welcomed the foreigner Elijah into her home in 1 Kings chapter 17, she was the one blessed, just as Abraham was blessed by his three foreign visitors in Genesis chapter 18. God often uses hospitality to bless the host, not just the guest. Welcoming strangers into your home is hard, but those German families may be the real beneficiaries. As we too respond to the vulnerable with God's empathy, we may be surprised at the gifts He gives us through them. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 17 through 20. For the Lord your God is the God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow, and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing. And you are to love those who are foreigners, for you yourselves were foreigners in Egypt. Fear the Lord your God and serve Him. Hold fast to Him and take your oaths in His name. Let's pray. Dear God, would you give us a heart as big as yours for the widow, the fatherless, and the vulnerable? And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.